This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea has fired two projectiles into the sea off its east coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said the projectiles were fired Friday morning from near the city of Tongchon in Gangwon province into the Sea of Japan. Friday's launch was the sixth since last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling them a solemn warning over U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises that began this month. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity under UN Security Council resolutions. But U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has no problem with the missile tests because they are short-range and cannot reach the United States. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East, AP Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
Want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he does not want to see China's government violently crack down on protesters in Hong Kong. Trump said Thursday afternoon that he believes China's President Xi Jinping could solve the situation by meeting with protest leaders.
But I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I really believe if he sat down, they have a certain little leadership pool. If he sat down with that leadership pool, I'll bet he'd work something out very quickly. It really seems like things that could be worked out pretty easily.
China's ambassador to London, Liu Xiaoming, warned Thursday that foreign forces, as he called it, should stop interfering in an internal Chinese matter. The U.S. and China are in the midst of contentious, drawn-out trade negotiations. President Trump said Thursday he still believes that China wants to make a deal. Gibraltar released an Iranian oil tanker, that is, detained by British Marines last month. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has details.
Thursday's release of the Grace One was expected. Its captain and three officers had already been set free. But hours before, the plot thickened when UK officials said the United States had applied to seize the Grace One, which appeared to scupper hopes of diffusing tensions. The Chief Justice of Gibraltar's Supreme Court said there was no U.S. application before it, while Iran's ambassador to London said the U.S. had been desperately trying to block the Grace One's release. EU nations have been trying to save Iran's nuclear deal with international powers. Washington has pulled out of the agreement, but Europe wants to keep it alive.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Consumer confidence remains strong despite concerns over weakening economic growth and a persistent trade dispute with China. We get the details from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% in July. Online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. Consumer spending, the primary driver of the U.S. economy, appears healthy, with wages increasing modestly, giving Americans more spending power. The U.S.-China trade conflict has triggered worries about a recession, but most economists are not forecasting a recession, mainly due to consumer spending and the job market remaining strong. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A three-judge panel for the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled the Trump administration must provide adequate food, water, and basic hygiene items to children being held in immigration detention centers. The panel wrote the administration had violated the 1997 Flores settlement that requires the government to provide safe and sanitary facilities. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.